Hundreds of thousands of ballots still need to be counted, but it's not looking promising for the effort, which is a major blow to Pritzker and the state budget. For NPR Illinois, I'm Hannah Meisel. Back in the spring of 2017, then-citizen J.B. Pritzker was making the rounds and introducing himself to potential voters before officially announcing his run for governor. In a message that would become central to his campaign, Pritzker, a billionaire, said he and other wealthy Illinoisans like him should be paying more in state income taxes. Here he is pitching himself to University of Illinois students in April of that year.
This election isn't about money, it is about values. It is about standing up for progressive values. It's about standing up and saying that millionaires and billionaires ought to pay a higher rate of tax than people who make $20,000 and $30,000 and $40,000 and $50,000 a year.
Pritzker went on to win decisively over another rich guy, Governor Bruce Rauner, who cast Pritzker's so-called fair tax as the opening salvo to eventual higher taxation on the middle class. Even so, the governor and his graduated income tax idea had strong support among Illinois voters, at least in theory, according to polls and surveys at the time. In his inaugural address early last year, Pritzker said Illinois' flat income tax was both fundamentally unfair and was standing in the way of fiscal stability.
Our regressive tax system, including property taxes and sales taxes, currently has the middle class paying nearly double the rate that the wealthy pay. That's not fair. And it doesn't pay our bills.
In the next few months, Pritzker released a graduated income tax plan that he said would not only raise an extra $3.4 billion annually, but also lower taxes, albeit not by much, on 97% of Illinoisans. The plan passed the legislature, and then it was up to voters. This fall, Illinoisans were asked to approve a ballot measure to change Illinois' 50-year-old constitution to remove language mandating a flat tax. But between May 2019 and Election Day 2020, the world turned upside down. A global pandemic cost millions their jobs, and the economy generally tanked. Illinois, which had still been in recovery mode from a two-year budget impasse during Rauner's term as governor, is particularly vulnerable to a widespread economic downturn. In the dueling campaigns for and against Pritzker's tax plan, well over $100 million were spent, mostly by Pritzker himself and another billionaire, Illinois' wealthiest resident, Ken Griffin. Griffin has long been a Republican megadonor and didn't hold back on giving to the coalition that strategized against the graduated tax measure. With those millions came the TV ads, and the radio ads, the mailers, the billboards, the yard signs, blanketing the state and swaying voters.
It's time to make millionaires and billionaires pay their fair share.
It's time to vote yes for the fair tax.
I'm deeply concerned about the tax hike amendment.
It gives Springfield politicians new power to increase income taxes on anyone.
There are anywhere between 300 to 400,000 more mail-in ballots to be counted in the next 2 weeks. But the pro-graduated income tax side likely has too much ground to make up for a win. So what's next? At his inauguration, Pritzker made a pretty bold statement.
The future of Illinois depends on the passage of a fair income tax.
But if it's dead in the water, the governor said there are two other options, ones he and other progressives find less palatable. Either raise taxes across the board or brace for big budget cuts.
The cuts, though, just to be clear, 15% cuts in public safety dollars, education dollars, in the dollars necessary for human services, exactly at a moment when people need these things most.
Earlier this fall, Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton said if the graduated tax measure didn't pass, a 20% tax hike on all earners may be on the table. Pritzker has not committed to that figure, but did say this week that Stratton was reflecting Illinois' stark fiscal reality. The governor has not conceded the loss as of Wednesday morning, and those pushing the tax are asking that every vote be counted. Groups that worked against the tax measure have all claimed victory. I'm Hannah Meisel.